To begin, calculate the volume of each reagent needed based on the number of samples to be processed, plus an additional 10% to account for pipetting errors. A positive control template, which contains the target region, should be included to ensure that the reaction is working, as well as a negative control where no DNA template is included in order to rule out contamination in any of the reaction components. Keep the TAC polymerase enzyme on ice and thaw the rest of the reagents and the DNA samples at room temperature at a designated laminar flow hood to prevent contamination.